Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
8:15, thanks for joining us, spending your Wednesday with us. And we want to thank Ronald Surpass for always joining us, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
You're used to talking to Tommy, so it's okay. It's like suddenly they switch your spouse on you, and you're like, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah, but you're easy to spot because you're taller.
A little bit taller than Tommy, yeah. We're now counting down the days. Finally, we're getting to a point where we can actually see the end in sight for the Cantrell administration and the beginning of the Moreno administration. Although, under the Cantrell administration, somehow we saw remarkable crime reduction in the city of New Orleans. And I was thinking, and you don't have to comment politically, but tell me logistically what you think about the fact that we're going from a mayor who was largely absent, uninvolved, fighting battles, and not seemingly a real part of the day-to-day operations, yet we saw a police chief come in and was able to greatly reduce crime in the Crescent City. What happens, do you think, going forward when we have an involved mayor who is going to be goal-oriented and focused on helping this police chief continue the progress we've seen?
Well, I think one thing to say about the Cantrell administration is even before she was engaged in so much misconduct that produced a tremendous amount of distraction in her office, I'm not sure she had a whole lot to do with the police department anyway, just from the word on the street. Secondly, crime waves come and go, and there's oftentimes a lot of truth to that. And then also, chiefs can make a difference, but chiefs by themselves can't make all the difference. They need an active mayor. They need an active public support network through community groups, through relationships with the religious business community, et cetera. So the more of that goes on, the more likely a chief can be successful, and we should hope for that for the incoming mayor and the Chief Kirkpatrick. Whenever you have a circumstance where the mayor can help you kind of work through the political process, which is necessary to the work, you have a better outcome for opportunity for success.
Yeah, I just got to imagine that with kind of like the tush push that the Philadelphia Eagles are so successful with, when everybody, all 11 players are pushing all at once in the same direction, you have amazing results. And I just got to imagine with the incoming mayor, we're going to see far more of that mentality towards the fight against crime and everyone on the same team pushing all in the same direction and all being involved in the play.
Well, I think a good example there isn't just the measure of crime, but I worked for Governor Locke, I worked for Mayor Purcell, and I worked for Mayor Dean. All three of those leaders went through dramatic budget, earth-shattering crises. They never wavered from the all hands on deck to hire police officers. Mayor Landrieu had a different set of circumstances or a different set of perceptions. But when the world went broke in 2008, Mayor Purcell did not say, we're going to stop hiring police. It is the mission of the mayor to support the police in hiring. So one of the key things Mayor Marino might have to consider is the model of Governor Locke, Mayor Purcell, Mayor Dean, who said, I know we got financial problems. I know we have issues that we have to confront that are very significant. But if we let a police department fall from 1,600 people in 2010 to 900 or less in 2025, the chances of any chief being successful is literally cut dramatically because you don't have enough people to get the job done. So that's one thing that the governor and two mayors I worked for, they were crystal clear. Yeah, the dot-com bust, state of Washington is going broke. You're going to hire troopers. You got to get this done. So that might be a good change to have that kind of all on board tush-push for hiring.
Yeah, and we've already seen that Mayor-elect Moreno did in the budget process make sure there is significant overtime money actually in the budget for next year and is being able to prioritize public safety even at a time when the city is going to have a lot of pains budgetarily and there are going to be a lot of programs that don't get funded. It seems like anyway at this point that will be the case. So I guess there is hope that we can see this continued fight against crime and with this police chief vowing to stay on the job and get the job done. I guess we should be optimistic for continued crime reduction. But you pointed out earlier, sometimes there's factors outside of the control of a police chief, a mayor, or anyone else where we see these cyclical changes in crime, regardless of the efforts to fight it.
No, that's always the case. And now that they have a little more clarity on overtime, the police department even has a greater responsibility to deal openly, effectively, and transparently what is going to be more than one really critical report that's been bubbling in the news about the lack of control of overtime in the police department as a question. So let's see what those reports say from the Louisiana Auditor and the Office of Inspector General, because that will help frame the debate in the mind of the community, is this money being properly managed. And that's crucially as important as anything else you can do as chief.
We're talking with Ronald Surpass. Historically low crime now in New Orleans. Let's hope it continues. When we come back, now that the consent decree is over, who is going to monitor and can they effectively monitor the NOPD to make sure we continue to see effective constitutional policing and accountability within the police department, even though the Justice Department and a federal judge won't be watching over their shoulder? Let's check in with WWL traffic first. Talking with former NOPD chief, now professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, Ronald Surpass, about crime in the Crescent City. And we want to spend a couple of minutes on now what. With the NOPD transitioning out of the consent decree, what assurance...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Do we have other than a statement from the police chief that there will be strict guardrails in place to make sure that the NOPD is compliant with the Constitution and current practices? What do you expect to see going forward?
Well, we thought about this back in 2010, 11, and 12 when we were putting this together. The only logical and already existing well-staffed unit that has trained investigators, has audit capacity, has trained, experienced auditors, legal advisors, and such, is the Inspector General. There's no question that we knew back then that when the monitors left, and Arony left a 45-page memo to the court when they vacated the consent decree last week, and in the area of civilian monitoring and external audits, he writes what to me looks exactly like the job description of the independent the Inspector General. It's a good thing that the city of New Orleans already has an established Inspector General office that's created a level of trust and confidence in the government and, more importantly, in the community. But here's the key. When the OIG was created, the consent decree wasn't in place yet. The OIG is funded at a certain level with a lot of duties in other agencies to audit, inspect, evaluate, and control audits, which is what they exactly have to do for the police department. They're going to have to get more funding because now that they have this consent decree closed, the only option is to assign all of these duties outlined by Arony in the clear what needs to be done, as outlined by Chief Kirkpatrick last week, what needs to be done. The OIG is the answer, only the OIG. They have the requisite experience, skills, auditing capacity. They are the choice, and that's what we thought about all along, is that it would be the OIG's office. And I hope that's what happens, because then you can continue to see independent external audits and review of what the department's doing to maintain its status. That's the answer.
Yeah, but you make the point that they need more money, and the one thing the city does not have right now is more money.
Well, you can't ask them to do what they've been doing, knowing that one day they're going to have to do this as well, and they should do this as well. And it's, you know, in the big scheme of things, it's not a tremendous amount of money, I'm sure, but they should do it, and it shouldn't be a matter of money. Somebody's got to do it anyway. Let them do it.
Chief Serpas, we always appreciate your expertise and your insight. We look forward to talking to you next week. I hope that, 2 weeks from today is Christmas Eve. So,
great times. I hope you have a wonderful holidays.
You too. Enjoy
Merry
the season.
Christmas.
Chief Ronald Serpas here on WWL. Why do people quit jobs? And why don't they? A new report is out on a surprisingly large number of people who want to change jobs but don't. And I'll tell you why coming up. And I also want to talk to you. 504-260-1870. Do you want to change jobs, and is there something keeping you from doing it? We'll talk about it after this on WWL. Surveys find that 41% of Americans feel stuck in their job. It's for a variety of reasons, but the number one reason people say that they don't leave their current job is because they don't want to lose their employer-sponsored health care benefits. Half of people say they'd love to start their own business, but don't because they can't afford the health care and the health insurance costs that would come with being self-employed. Do you feel stuck in your job? We do our jobs more than we do anything else in life, right? I mean, I don't know anyone who actually works just 9 to 5 anymore. So we're at work more than we're awake at home in most cases. We're at work more than we're asleep in most cases. So for most people, they spend the greatest percentage of their time at their job, whatever it is. And I think it is absolutely unacceptable to be miserable in your job, because that's going to dictate how you feel generally in life. Are you amongst the 41% who feel stuck at your job? And if so, why? Call me now, 504-260-1870. I'd like to talk to you about it and find out what it is that is really preventing you. 4 out of 10 people, want to have another job but feel like they can't do it. Half want to start their own jobs, their own businesses, and feel like they can't do it. One person texts us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. Says, I don't understand why these people who want to start their own business don't. Do it on the side while staying with your job that's providing you with health insurance. A lot of people do have side hustles. In fact, I think more people than ever before have a side hustle now, have some other revenue stream, some other income, hopefully doing something that they like doing to try and augment what they get paid in their main job. And I think this texter has a point that if you start something as a side hustle, it doesn't mean it has to stay a side hustle. You can grow and evolve that to a point where if it gets big enough, it can become your main source of income. But you still have that question out there, well, then what do you do about health insurance? Particularly if you have a family and dependents who need your health care coverage to stay healthy and to get treatment when they need it. Somebody else texts us and says the government already has a model for universal health care. It's called the VA. It's a model that really should be looked at. I have a son-in-law who's a veteran, and he and my daughter and their family use the VA, and it has been very successful for him. But I don't know if there's a good model for universal health care that has worked in the United States or elsewhere that could be applied here. We hear that people of means in Canada come to the United States to get their health care because of the deficiencies in the universal health care program north of the border. To me, that's indicative of the fact that it won't work here, and there'll be extremely long waits, and people will have trouble getting the care and coverage that they need in a massive system here. But we also know that what we have now for healthcare is not working, that it's way too expensive, and we still have problems with waiting way too long to get care and difficulties in many times getting the medications or procedures that we need because it's dictated by someone other than a doctor on what you can take and how you can be treated. We'll continue the conversation after we check on WWL traffic. So I've done some deeper digging into this report that 41% of Americans say they feel stuck in their jobs, and it gets even worse. According to the Overture Group, a search and compensation consulting firm, roughly 69% of the American workforce, more than two-thirds, is either not engaged or is actively disengaged from their work. That people are so miserable at their jobs that they have no passion for the job that they have right now, that they're not doing it with any enthusiasm at all. 69% is either not engaged or actively disengaged from their work. Millions and millions of Americans hate their jobs. And that, to me, is a tragedy. And it's fear, they say, that overwhelmingly keeps people in jobs that they hate. Fear of stepping out and trying something new. Fear of starting a job search and their employer finding out and them losing their job before they find another one. Fear that they won't be able to make as much money or have as good health insurance. A lot of things that they fear. But I just can't imagine, and I feel very fortunate to be in the 31% of Americans that are still engaged in, actively, and do love their job. But to me, that is a sad, sad statement on the on the situation that we're facing as an American workforce. If 69% of people essentially don't care or really hate their jobs, that is not sustainable. And that's not good for us as a society. And that explains why people have bad customer service experiences, bad product experiences, and bad coworker experiences across the board more and more. It's because you can't be good at your job if you don't like it or if you hate it. So I want to continue this conversation into the next half hour after the news. I want you to call me, 504-260-1870. Do you work with people who hate working where you work? And does that make your job more difficult? Are you amongst the 69% that do hate or are just not engaged in, just don't care about their job at all? Or are you amongst the 31% who still are passionate for and love your job? If you're in that group, I think you should count yourself as very fortunate, because could you imagine having to get up out of bed? And obviously a lot of you can. Get out of bed every day to go do a job that you either don't care about or absolutely hate. That's got to ruin everything else in your life. How do you find happiness elsewhere in your life if you're miserable at work? Let's talk about it next half hour here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.